We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Welcome to the Solid Verbal.
The Solid Verbal.
Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo!
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. My name is Ty Hildenbrandt. That gentleman over there in Chicagoland, the one and only Dan Rubenstein. Sir, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I am especially excited for today's show. It is Chicagoland. I'm not in the city of Chicago. I'm in the burbs. It's not nearly as exciting as being in a very, very good city. But it's a deeply personal show for me today, Ty.
Okay.
Because in years past, and we'll explain it further when we get to it. I know we have news to get into. But in years past, we've been blessed to be able to give out watch list spots. Your Groza, your Ray Guy, your Nagurski, your Biletnikoff. They tossed us a few watch list spots. We were able to toss that to listeners. And I am grateful today to be the John Junker, the Bill Hancock of the Solid Verbal official first annual watched list. And I don't know if we're going to give out specific awards for the most watched responses, but I feel a current coursing through my creative veins, Ty, that I don't know if I've felt since we met.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
I'm feeling the juice. Yeah.
Well, that is quite the introduction, my friend. And we will get into why you are bringing these things up in just a little bit after we do get through news. There's a bunch of news to get through. Hope wherever you are having a good week. You're having a good Friday. You're ready for the weekend. You're staying safe. You're trying to be happy. These are weird times, perhaps end times. Who the hell knows? Thank you so much.
That took a turn. Okay.
Thank you. It's been a week. It has been
a week. It has been a week. Okay.
Thank you so much for giving us some of your precious time. Don't forget going out to our website, solidverbal.com, if you want to find some or all of our old stuff, and subscribe to the newsletter. If you don't already subscribe to the show, we would urge you to do so. We don't know which direction the season's going to go here over the next few months. Could go a number of different ways.
Right.
Stay here with us. Subscribe to the show. If you like the show, go on out and leave us a 5-star review. Every little bit helps. We pledge our allegiance to you, our trusted footballers, as we get close to the college football season in whatever form that takes.
I would think that's true. Yeah, we're doing twice a week right now. And as we get closer to knowing if there's football and have confirmation that things are moving and progressing in such a way that makes it seem like we're going to have some kind of football season, only ramping up from there, Ty. Only ramping up from there.
And if you don't already follow us on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, we post some stuff out to YouTube. Not as much lately, but we promise we're going to be doing more of that in the immediate future. So exciting times ahead. We know football at some point will be ahead. We just don't quite know what form it's going to be in. We'll talk about that in our news bit.
Yeah, it's a grab bag. It's a mystery bag. You see that on a bunch of websites selling stuff. We're just like, well, we have a bunch of shirts, or you can get a mystery box.
The mystery box.
And I think that's what we have ahead of us. Sort of a J.J. Abrams, Damon Lindelof mystery box of a season.
I think that's right. Okay, let's get into it.
Okay.
We have breaking news!
When did you wake up this morning?
I've been up since 4 o'clock this morning.
My God, Ty. Well, good for your breaking news drop, because that had some sustenance behind it. I like it.
After this, I'm going to collapse in a pile of my own sweat and perhaps go to sleep after I do the edit.
Hit me with some news.
The Pac-12, your favorite conference, finalizing a 10-game conference-only schedule for the 2020 college football season, featuring a delayed start. As you know, teams typically play a 9-game conference slate in the Pac-12. They've got a 10-game model, the 9+1. So you would play all 5 teams in your division, and 5 of the 6 teams from the opposite division. That season would begin on September the 19th. It's a, 3-week delay, I guess. That's according to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. It would give the league 14 weeks to complete those 10 games. There'd be a conference title game that would be played in any of the first 3 weekends in December. So they're giving themselves a little bit of an escape pod there. It all depends, obviously, on how the season and the virus progresses. But this is notable because it's the first time we've seen a major conference actually frame out what this conference-only, 10-game-only slate would look like if and when we do a football in the fall.
Yeah, and to be clear, as of the time we're recording this, only the Pac-12 and Big Ten have announced conference-only slates of the Power 5 conferences.
Correct.
So I would anticipate the Big Ten attempting to do something similar as a 9-game conference scheduling entity. And it's TBD. We'll see, because we've seen stories about what Alabama perhaps in talks with BYU to replace USC to open up their season. So it seems like at least the SEC is planning on filling a full 12-game slate until, I mean, we don't hear a lot of confidence from Greg Sankey, the conference commissioner, about the way things are trending. But in terms of rumors or news stories, it seems like the SEC is going to do everything it possibly can. Good for the Pac-12 for trying to add content and inventory to the schedule, because 9 games would be, it feels significantly fewer than 12, even though 9 and 12 are not vastly different numbers. Oregon, Utah, I saw as a potential 10th game, which would be great because that's a rematch of the Pac-12 championship from last season. I would think, you know, if they're looking just directly at what games would generate the most interest, Washington, ASU is currently not on the schedule. That's not a crossover divisional game. That could be very interesting. And I actually looked at this across the sport itself, that if at some point the SEC, ACC, and Big 12, and obviously the Big 12 is in a different situation with only 10 total teams, if they went to a 10-game schedule, or at least a +1 schedule, some of the games that are not crossover games that could be added are actually kind of amazing, Ty. I don't know if you looked at this at all.
Yeah, a little bit.
we could see a Clemson North Carolina rematch. We could see Penn State Wisconsin. Seems high level to me. That's my opinion. Florida Auburn or Florida Alabama. The Florida Gators miss both of the Alabama schools. Ohio State Minnesota could be all sorts of fun. Even G5 wise, if you look at the crossovers that are not happening that could in a potential +1 situation, Boise, San Diego State, SMU, UCF, there's a lot of potential. I think we could get a Georgia LSU SEC championship game rematch if that were a +1 potential to really, I mean, this sort of goes along with our bangers only show, doesn't it?
Yeah,
we could be adding serious. Yeah. If we're subtracting non-conference games, something that affects the total, but because obviously teams in the same conference are on the same sort of wavelength in terms of power structure, there's potential for added bangers, Ty.
Added bangers, and you know, as we talked about postseason possibilities on the Wednesday show, mm-hmm. it would, if you could do it, it would lend some credence to the whole, hey, let's go back to the 1980s model. Maybe there aren't bowls, but let's get some folks voting on this. I think it would make things easier if everyone played within conference and certainly the same number of games, but remains to be seen. We'll see what happens as other conferences announce their intentions. Everything that I have read says that the next 2 weeks will be very critical in college football. By before the end of the month, let's say, we should have some real clarity on where the sport is headed. You know, obviously contingent on a lot of factors and they change by the minute, but keep your eyes peeled the next 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks should be very meaningful.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. The thing that's interesting to me, though, so the first part is that the Pac-12 is saying we would play a conference championship game any of the first, what, like 3 weeks?
First 3 weeks of December, yeah.
So that's almost an admission of there's a good chance the season might end with the conference championship games and they're not be a postseason, which is something we discussed on the postseason possibility show we recorded earlier in the week, where it's just like, yeah, I don't know if the Pac-12 is going to have a championship game on December 20th if the, you know, Rose Bowl is scheduled for the 31st or the 2nd or whenever it is. It's a different dynamic, especially if other conferences are have three, four more weeks off or something like that. The other thing that's interesting to me is the delayed start. And I know we can talk about this with Notre Dame as well and what Jack Swarbrick, the AD, mentioned. The delayed start thing is interesting because everybody has known that there could be a pretty dramatic issue with a college football season since what? Mid, late March?
Yep.
When things really started becoming serious. And then asking for two, 3 more weeks for things to somehow get better in that time span are good enough. Or it's just like, okay, we have a situation where we need 2 months of falling cases and hospitalizations and deaths in the state or something like that. Because that's been sort of key in terms of reopening phases. It seems like it's so little, so late.
Well,
that
yeah. I mean,
it just like what the difference that 2 weeks are going to make seems so minimal with all the time that schools and conferences and governing bodies have had to like lay out exact contingency plans as it relates to timing. Almost like having a, you know, a year end book report in fourth grade and asking for an extra 38 minutes on the day it's due. Look, like, well, what's that going to do?
Look, we've discussed on this show before, hope is not a plan.
No, I think for optimism is not a plan.
I'm not going to go into what we've done as a country. I'll talk about what college football has done as a sport. It's much harder for college football. It was always going to be. There is no centralized governing authority here. Sure, the NCAA plays a part in that, but ultimately, it's a series of tribes that have agreed to work together. So with that as the backdrop, Dan, there was never a common thread here. The common thread is they want to play football. But in terms of how they're going to play football, that has never existed. The fact that we're where we're at now, we got cases spiking. It makes sense to me that they would want a little extra time to figure it out, to see where things are going. Look at what the Pac-12's done here. 14 weeks to play a 10-game slate. And then they give themselves a 3-week window potentially to play that championship game. What's that, like 6-7 weeks of wiggle room in there, depending on how things shake out? So nobody's sure which way things are headed. It's good to see them putting some definition around it. And I would expect that other conferences would soon follow suit. But, you know, we got a long ways to go before we get to September 19th.
Yeah.
You mentioned Jack Swarbrick at Notre Dame. He is on the record as of Tuesday saying that he wants a delayed start and he's targeting 8 to 10 games. The quote here is, quote, "I don't anticipate a 12-game schedule. I'd like to start a little later. The value of starting later is that you really get to see how your university has done. You have the benefit of all of that information and knowledge. And so I'd like to start a little later. The number for me is probably somewhere between 8 and 10 games. But whatever is right for the health and safety of the players." So Notre Dame on record. We know based on what Pete Sampson told us that the phone's ringing off the hook to play Notre Dame. Right. Again, a lot remains to be seen. That's because of this virus.
Yeah, I like, by the way, I like the AD of the one major program that can govern itself without answering to many other people fully is like, I don't know, we've got like 6 games. What if we played the number of games that we're contractually obligated to play against ACC teams? That feels like a good number. What do you think, Heis?
Speaking of that pesky virus, Michigan State has paused football workouts. They had a staff member test positive, just one. As you may know, we were getting into that phase of 20-hour weeks as it relates to workouts, and they're going to pause that until they get more complete surveillance testing, as they're calling it. We had news of Jason Candle at Toledo, their 40-year-old head football coach, testing positive for the coronavirus. He is not currently experiencing any symptoms, but he is self-isolating for 10 days. So we wish him well.
Yeah, I did see that our friends over at The Athletic, I think it was Bruce and Andy, I know Bruce is involved, Bruce Feldman, about what would happen if a head coach were to come down with the virus and test positive and had to take time away from the team. What do contingency plans look like among different teams? Is it automatically going to be a coordinator? Is it sort of a long tenured defensive line coach who also has the assistant head coach title? It's a very new contingency plan as it relates to this sport, but it's fascinating to see where teams will turn. I don't think I could tell you I knew where Oregon would turn. I don't know if you know. I mean, Clark Lee obviously interviewed for a couple big jobs last year, and I think was the runner up, I think, to Jeff Hafley at Boston College. So obviously people are looking at him with some degree of head coaching acumen. So I guess that's where Notre Dame would turn. But it is fascinating because we do see this situation come up with coaches who are fired mid-year or have to leave because of some controversy mid-year and get fired, essentially. It'll be fascinating across the sport to see what would happen if there is, in the worst possible circumstance, a number of schools that have to make that decision.
Well, we do wish Mr. Candle well.
Totally. 100%. Hope he's able to bounce back quickly and forcefully.
I saw that Mac Brown and the rest of the staff down at UNC is going to wear face shields and sticks. They're going to use sticks to socially distance during practices. I don't know how that will translate to the field, but seems like a bit of a challenge as it relates to football.
Listen, I'm great with teams taking creative measures to keep everybody as healthy as possible in pursuit of there being a safe, healthy season. If that means, and this is my visualization, North Carolina coaches wearing sort of grass skirts that stick straight out six yep. feet in every direction.
Yep.
So they will touch sticks, for lack of a better term, every Settle. Time they come near each other. Great, great.
All right. Two other quick tidbits before we get into the wash list. We talked about this Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that took place, I guess, on Wednesday pertaining to the NIL legislation that's floating around. The University of Pittsburgh athletic director, Heather Like, also took part, and she asked members to prohibit betting on collegiate sports during that hearing on Wednesday. She appeared yeah. remotely. She testified that the presidents of the ACC unanimously opposed gambling on collegiate sports over concerns for the well-being of the student body, the athletes, and potential threats to the integrity of competitions, Dan. I miss the pearl clutching over betting on sports. It's been a while since we heard something like this in college sports. There's been a lot of steam on. Now you yeah. can bet on games in some states. And, you know, the nostalgia here upon reading this quote it really struck me. So,
friends, I have a 7-point plan to get this toothpaste back in the tube.
Yeah.
Are you with me? Okay.
Good luck with that, Ms. Yep. Like. And finally, the West Virginia football team and defensive coordinator Vic Koenig have officially parted ways. You may recall we discussed this incident a couple weeks ago. This is Kerry Martin Jr. This is him detailing the mistreatment that he received from Koenig in a social media post back at the end of June. He alleged inappropriate comments about religion, politics, and the recent protests against racism and police brutality. Koenig was placed on administrative leave following that allegation. He issued an apology. He again reiterated that apology Wednesday, but he and West Virginia go in opposite directions, which at this point seems like it's probably for the best.
Seems like it's for the best, and hopefully it's a big win for accountability within West Virginia football and how players and coaches interact and communicate moving forward. I hope that's the future of Mountaineer football, because I sure as hell like it when major programs are operating in an optimal way.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So what sound do we want to play for this next bit? Because it's not quite email, but it is sort of user response. What are we feeling here?
I don't know, Ty. What do you have at the stead? What do you have ready right now?
Okay.
Guess who just got murdered?
Will that work? Good.
Yeah, my youth. My youth got murdered, Ty.
Got murdered
by Father Time.
Talk me through what exactly we got going on in this show here.
I was seeing, and it's that season in July when we're normally around these conference media days that, you know, players are showing up for and they're appearing on watch lists and we're saying, oh my gosh, okay, this guy is definitely like a Bednarik candidate. And it turns out there's 100 other guys, Rimington, you know, there's 73 Rimington finalists. And it's a way for schools to tout really well-performing players, but it's kind of also a joke. So knowing what our audience looks like and is comprised of age-wise and experience-wise, I figured that instead of giving away the watch list spots that we've got given away in years past, that we were just going to take submissions about why certain people, and I don't have the list. I have the list of washed attributes. I'm not crediting certain people. Just know that these are all contributions unless noted otherwise, like that it's your contribution or my contribution. I don't know if you have things in your head.
Oh, yeah.
But I asked people to let us know what, when they realized that they were old slash washed or washed up, and what did it for them to say, oh, I'm not 17 anymore. I am absolutely I'm on the wrong side of washed.
Yeah.
And so I just want to honor some of the best of these. I have them all sort of bullet pointed out in front of you. And I have a bunch of, do you want to start with our own elements of when we realized?
I do.
Give me some, you're in your late 30s at this point, mid to late 30s?
Yep. Yep.
So I think there are obviously people that listen to this show that are quite old, that are older than we are, if that can even be possible. But we have people that are in their 40s, 50s, 60s and beyond that listen to the show. Some of our absolute best listeners who sort of laugh at the idea when we talk about, God, I'm 36. Holy moly.
Yeah.
But give me some items from your life where you said to yourself, woof, this wasn't a thing before.
Well, the first time you throw out your back sneezing.
Oh, my God. A classic.
Is, you know, everyone goes through that. I don't care what age you are. I don't care, you know, what your upbringing. Everyone has the awkward sneeze.
It binds us as a people.
It does. Tie. It's the singularity. It binds us all. So there's that one. I've had a lot of those back issues, just weird back issues.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one thing that dawned on me when I saw you tweet this out, I had an instance not so long ago where I was at a golf course, woke up with a little bit of a stiff back and walked into the clubhouse, paid the greens fee. And on the way out, there's a set of double doors. And at some point between pushing open the first door on my way out and pushing open the second outer door, something with that first interaction did my back in. And it seized up. I, for the first time, experienced back spasms. And I remember, you know, thinking while I'm watching a sports game of some sort, like, back spasms, what's that? I had my first encounter with back spasms between those two doors, and I collapsed. Collapsed, writhing in pain, probably made something of a whimper. My friends helped me up. I proceeded to then try to take a shot off the first tee, again collapsed, grass stained my pants, and rode in the cart the rest of the round. That was really my first major
introduction. You didn't even go try to go home.
No.
So you were just there.
I was just there. And it was made a little bit worse by the fact that the club pro driving around the course to make sure that, you know, people were keeping pace and playing by the rules. He thought that I was playing even though I had gone back in for a refund after I realized I was hurt. And yep. So he sort of gave me the business too. But yeah, that was a seminal moment for me in realizing that I was a bit over the hill and maybe not at my peak athletic state.
Yeah, that was the majority, or I wouldn't say majority. That was a healthy chunk of the responses we got. We're just like, tried to play basketball. Nope. tried to turn a single into a double. Nope. We got a lot of those. So when you're in the cart, having thrown out your back severely, are you just honing your like, attaboy, that'll do. Like anytime anybody hits a passably okay shot.
Well, I mean, I used to be a caddy back in the day.
Sure. That was okay. So that language.
Yeah,
okay.
That was my college job. So I was just a caddy for my friends and helping them read greens and taking the pin out and, you know, making sure that clubs weren't left behind, that sort of thing. That was about all I could do because I couldn't swing.
Sure.
And, you know, so it was an okay afternoon. It wasn't quite what I expected, but
give me some more.
Okay. So that was definitely a big one. I have a problem with the music thing.
Okay,
I try
be specific. We got some of these.
We got a lot of these. I try to stay up to date with the music. I try. And you know this.
You do a pretty good job. Yeah.
I do a pretty good job. New Taylor Swift album, by the way, coming out at midnight.
I saw that.
In case you weren't aware. But there's a lot in the music realm going on right now that is totally over my head. And whereas before I could at least listen to the pop stations on my way into work, now because no one's doing the whole driving to work thing, I am missing that key component. So for me, that's a big deal. The other thing, and I'm surprised we didn't get more of these, but you do reach a certain point in your adulthood when the hangover from Saturday night lasts until about Wednesday afternoon.
That'll happen.
Yeah, that it happens. And I would just say that it's not fun. It definitely changes your outlook on adult libations.
One of my big problems is not even the music, because if I listen to like the top 12 songs in the country, I'll probably find one like, this is pretty good. This is I like what they're doing here. I like the sound of this Billie Eilish, something like that. My problem is so many of the artists' names now are a mix between symbols, numbers, and intentional misspellings,
right,
where I'm terrified, like in polite in-person conversation, if music comes up and I have something to say about one of these artists, I'm like, yeah, I think I was listening to Chvrches. Is it churches?
I think they go by churches, but I know they do. There's definitely a V in there.
Chvrch. And Tekashi 6's is 9's. I have a lot of trouble, Ty. I have a lot of trouble, and I don't know if I have it in me to do the research. And so that's something that really hits me with the music. When I was in California, I was doing a lot of driving, more so than usual. And we had people that mentioned this, where it's just like, you turn on an oldie station and 311 is on.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, I'm sorry, Nick Hexum and bandmates are not oldies. And then you're like, oh, this song's from 1999.
Yeah.
It's 21 years ago. That is 21. Yeah. So when there are bands like that, that are featured on those like classic rock stations. We hear Weezer on classic rock. I'm like, excuse me? I'm sorry. This is the Blue Album from, 1994. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. That's rough.
The music thing's rough. The weird back injuries thing to me is right up there with the lengthened hangover.
You ever wake up with sore hips?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did nothing physical yesterday, Ty. When I say nothing, I mean, I walked the solid toddler 3 blocks and came home. And when he went to the backyard at the place we're staying, I sat. And then this morning, I had sore hips from I didn't do a push-up. I didn't do crunches. I didn't do any stretching. And I woke up, and I'm positive it's because of something I did while I slept or something. Sore hips, flexors, flaming.
Yeah, I've noticed that I can't quite do the marathon athletic competitions the way I used to.
Mm-hmm, of course.
I used to play in all-day softball tournaments or play 36 holes of golf. The 36 holes of golf is still doable, but you wake up the next day and your back feels like it's gone to a different place. The all-day softball thing, I've done that on a hot day a couple times over the last few years. And between like day one and two of the tournament, of two, basically two all-day softball tournaments, between days one and two, you wake up and yeah, it's you're not quite in peak athletic form, is all I can say.
Can I rapid fire? You're 100% right. Can I rapid fire some of these bullet points that I came up with for myself in maybe 3 minutes? It was one of the easier lists I've made. I give recommendations all the time to people about icing after they work out. Like, yeah, you know, doing sprints, doing interval sprints is great. You got ice. You got to be. And then I give them recommendations about the right ice technique. I'll do that all the time. Yesterday, last night, I was catching up with a friend and I had recommended to him, former sponsor of the show, Oliver's, the shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had an extended conversation about how versatile these shorts were in terms of where you could wear them to. And then we talked about shirt fabrics for a good amount of time.
Right.
That's a thing that I do now. I talk about plantar fasciitis. I haven't had plantar fasciitis in like 4 years, but I'll recommend the plantar fasciitis spiky ball that I used to stretch things out and the night splint I wore. You know what's awesome, Ty? Here's what's awesome. Dating somebody you're super into, which I did with Jody with an I when we were dating, and then like a year into your relationship saying, hey, I really messed up my foot in a bad way playing pickup basketball. So from now on, there might be a rock hard, I know you
settle,
think where I'm going with
settle.
This. A rock hard splint on my foot under the covers. That's something you're going to have to get used to dating me. It was like 31 at the time. That was a thing. I stopped drinking mostly, not because I was drinking too much. I certainly was not. It affected my sleep. I was just like, I'm going to stop drinking. Sleep is too important. The dad jokes come at such a rapid fire clip, Ty. And it's embarrassing, but I can't stop. I cannot stop. I set iPhone reminders about the last water to drink before I go to sleep. Because I don't want to wake up and pee multiple times.
Right.
I have an iPhone reminder that says that. Say, okay, this is the last water of the night.
Do you really?
On a similar note. Yeah, I 100% do. Actually, I remind myself at noon to drink water to set the tone for the day. And then I think at 8 p.m., last water of the night.
So all that hydrate stuff that you did last season on the show was actually legit. That's like
fully legit.
Your creed, not just for the show. Okay.
I'm fully proud of my regularity. Okay. I will announce my retirement from various activities. I don't know if you've done that.
Or I have
like,
done
no,
that.
I'm retired.
I'm retired from basketball.
I retire from various activities. I roast a lot of vegetables, and I'm very happy to talk about my roasted vegetables. I think about what I'd look for in a second wife, Ty, and it's not creepy at all.
Did you say life or wife?
Wife.
Wife.
I think about when Jody with an I comes to her senses and leaves me for somebody far better. I think about what my search for a second wife would look like, and it's the least creepy. Like, at first...
Does she know this?
Yeah. I'm very open. But she doesn't... She knows anything I mentioned on the show, she definitely knows. I'm obviously way too open about
my life. She doesn't listen, though, right?
No, she absolutely doesn't listen. But on first inclination, if you're like a creepy older dude, like I'm definitely trending towards, you're like, I want to marry a 25-year-old, a beautiful 25-year-old. And then I realized that that would involve going out on night dates.
Right. No, that's not fun.
And I don't have it in me, Ty. I don't have it in me. So I've sort of really adjusted what I would look for in a second wife. And it involves a lot of like breakfast sandwich dates. Involves a lot of that. I talk about Trader Joe's foods and new products a lot. Like, I'm more excited if I go to a dinner party or if I'm hanging out with other parents or other people, whatever, at a playground, and somebody brings up a new item at Trader Joe's, I will bring the conversation to a flippin' halt. Mm-hmm. Like, wait a minute, where do you use this maple glaze? Carrots? Oh, that's a good call. Do you have the sea salt? You have the sea salt grinder? Yeah, that's me, Ty. I am so old and so happy to talk about new Trader Joe's products. That's just a 3-minute sampling. There are so many items.
Another thing for me, I find that, and I don't know when this happened, I now have a very fond appreciation for Broadway plays.
Yeah. Okay.
I was never into that. I'm still not really. But mm-hmm. now it's like, yeah, what artistry? What talent?
The gallant performances. Can I just give you two sweet ones that I came up with right before we started? You ever listen to people that are in their 20s and they say they use the word stan as a verb?
Stan?
We stan the, I don't know. We stan the Brooklyn Nine-Nine cast. We stan, some person or group that they are stans for, like a super fan.
No.
You've never heard that term?
Never.
You've never heard that,
No.
I'm a solid verbal stan?
No.
In reference to the Eminem song about the crazy super fan?
No, I'm aware of the song. That's what I thought of, but I've never heard of that.
No. But that's where it comes from. Have you ever heard people mentioning that they're part of a hive?
No.
Really?
No.
I've heard both of these things with people in their 20s, and it mortifies me. It mortifies me to my very core. The other thing is, my views on traveling and basketball have evolved to the point where I know I'm wrong. I know I'm wrong. I know that the game has evolved to the point where there are Euro steps and continuations and whatever. I can't watch basketball, and I love watching basketball. I do it, college and the NBA. I can't watch a Euro step, and I can't watch a gather step without thinking, folks, this isn't basketball. This is not basketball. This is not how it was intended. And then I catch myself and I'm like, wow, I'm 1,000 years old. That's definitely hit me a bunch of times.
All right. So let's go through some of these come in. My favorite, we had a good one come in about, throwing out a back while doing laundry. Weird back injuries. We got a lot of those. The other one,
people to use their knees so much more often now, with the knees.
The other one that cracked me up was someone wrote in, said the first time I said sciatica.
Of course.
Time I said sciatica, when going to bed past 10 feels like something had gone terribly wrong.
A definite all-nighter.
I've been there.
We got a lot of TikTok responses.
Yeah, I'm tracking with that.
Okay, so may I ask, do you have TikTok on your phone?
Do I? I think I do still. I did, and then I didn't, and then I think I put it back on to watch something specific, but I don't remember what. It's been a while.
I'm gonna guess. Is Kate a big TikToker?
No.
No, okay. No. Jody's not either.
No.
Have you watched TikToks that make their way to Instagram or Twitter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's hard not to.
So I instinctively, when I saw, TikTok is such a silly thing to say out loud. So that's already minus points for me. And then the fact that it was so popular with young people, this is probably really stupid. And then you see what comes out of TikTok on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, when it gets shared to those. And I got to say, Ty, it seems amazing.
It seems
pretty incredible.
The level of content is not bad.
No, it's pretty. I don't know how I would explain it to somebody that just has heard the name but hasn't actually watched TikTok videos. It seems like there's always a reveal, right? There's a premise and a reveal, and it's meant to be funny and sort of like a meme. I know this makes me sound 1,000 years old trying to explain TikTok, but I from what I've seen, it seems like a good time. But I guess it's just a choice amount. I don't know if you've seen the guy who did the West Virginia thing.
Oh, yeah.
The guy's incredible. Where they say drunk thoughts, or the drunk words are sober thoughts. And then they show the same guy in a bar saying,
it's good.
It's just, I want to hate it, but everything I've seen, for the most part, pretty great. And I felt that same way about Vine, too. 6 seconds. Come on, what are we doing? And then you sit and watch a 12-minute Vine marathon of somebody like Griffin McElroy or something. You're like, it's pretty great. Pretty great. Can't argue with the results here.
So let's go through some of these. Of these user submissions, right?
I'm ready. Our washed list.
Someone says, when I realized I liked Kashi cereal.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, because it sucks you in with like the fiber stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, well,
need to get that fiber.
I could use fiber.
Need to get that fiber. Okay. Had to go to physical therapy to get my shoulder fixed after trying to ski grind in the kiddie terrain park off a green trail in Jackson Hole. A lot of words there. The green trails are generally the easy ones.
I think so.
The word ski grind does scare me. And I've been a skier for a long time, but...
It sounds difficult.
Yeah, I don't know if that's necessarily rising to the level of feeling old. But then again, I don't know if this is like a former ski jumper.
Well, it just sounds very risky, Ty. It sounds very risky. Because skiing in and of itself... I've snowboarded some, but skiing in and of itself is, you know, it's a physical activity. It's risky. And I understand how old this makes me seem. You start adding words to what you're doing on the slopes, like grind, like rail, like jump, like pipe.
That's Tony Hawk territory right there. Forget it.
I don't think it's for people above 28. 31, I could be mistaken, but it seems like there has to be a cutoff point.
Unless you are actually Tony Hawk, then no.
Yeah, that counts.
Someone says, started having to take osteo biflex this year because my knees couldn't take anything more than a 5K without barking. Okay.
Yeah. No, that sounds correct.
Here we go.
Does the word antioxidant get you going a little bit? Mm.
I don't know if anyone really knows what antioxidant means.
So no, I don't think they do. No. But it's just like, gotta have it. Gotta have it.
Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
When I started caring more about the frames than the art inside it.
I love this.
That's good. That is good.
To see like a quality frame, to see how it sits in a room or hangs in a room and how it like perhaps ties things together from a furniture standpoint. From a motif standpoint, Ty, I respect the hell out of a good framing job.
Here's one that I think you can relate to based on what you said before.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought I was a, quote, cool dad for making the kids listen to The Strokes and then realize it's the exact same thing as my dad playing the Rolling Stones for me when I was growing up.
It's 100% the same thing. I cannot wait till I don't own a car right now because I am nomadic and I have no idea what my future holds. But... I will soon, I'm sure, be purchasing a car. And when the solid toddler is old enough, he is going to hear so much music that he is not going to care about. And when he tells his friends about, they're just going to look at him blankly. Like, why? Your dad plays Real Big Fish? What is the fish? How big is this? Like, it's going to be a nightmare for him to explain. And just like, sorry, I have to listen to the worst music I listened to when I was 16. Those are the rules.
When my preferred exercise method became going for a walk.
I love a good walk. Are you an active walker?
What? Now define active walker. What is that?
Okay, so will you ever just go for a walk because you like walking? Not because you're walking the solid puppy. Not because Kate was like, oh, we had a big dinner. Let's go for a walk after dinner. Will you just find yourself with a window of time? I know you work hard, but will you find yourself with a window of time? You're like, you know what? I could just put one foot in front of the other. I could just walk for an hour.
Yeah, when I was still going into the mysterious day job.
Okay.
That was over lunch was a good time to do that.
Go for a walk.
Yeah.
By the way, I have been mistaken for, because we have the same name, a Canadian author named Dan Rubenstein, who has written extensively about the health benefits of walking. And in terms of being confused for somebody else and sometimes that being problematic, like, guys, I'm not this, like, I'm very different from this person who happens to have my same name. I am thrilled to share a name with a Canadian walking expert. It's great.
Hearing Pearl Jam on Flashback Friday.
It hurts.
That'll do it.
It hurts. Have you actively tuned in? I know you try to keep up with Top 40, but will you tune in to some sort of like classic rock station and come across a band? You're like, I'm sorry, Blink-182 is never classic rock. That is always of the moment. Please stop, SiriusXM.
SiriusXM presets. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
We've got Channel 2, which is Hits 1. We've got, I believe, Channel 10, which I forget the name of that one.
Right.
We've got Pop Rocks, which is Channel 12. And that's where you find the good stuff, Dan.
So
that's where you find the good
stuff.
That's
where you find Pop Rocks.
Yeah. That's where you find Our Generation right there.
Is that your Train type?
I mean, Train is not what I would say first, but there is some Train being played on that station.
There's a Train presence.
There is a Train presence, but okay. That's where you get your Blink-182s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where you get a lot of Fall Out Boy. That's okay. Where you get, a little Chumbawamba if you're feeling into it. Want to get moving on the drive home? A lot of stuff from like the late 90s and early aughts. Right there in that good sweet spot. Pop Rocks Channel 12. I got Channel 15 on there, which plays a lot of the same stuff, a little bit more contemporary. So I'm definitely dipping into some of that old nostalgic music wherever I can find it. I do have the 80s and 90s presets on there as well, but I don't listen to that as much as Pop Rocks.
Ty, you know the album Dude Ranch by Blink-182?
Of course.
You have your Damn It and Josie and all those.
Yep.
The original real. I mean, there was Cheshire Cat before then, but 1997.
Yeah.
I wasn't even in high school yet. That's how long it's been. Holy hell.
All right.
It definitely feels like an oldie.
Tried playing basketball for the first time in 20 years. Out of shape guys playing 3-on-3 half court. Turned into a full court 5-on-5 game with some added athletic in shape guys in their 20s. Threw up on the sidelines after the second game. Never again.
Basketball is probably the clear indicator. There's nothing that will make you feel your age like playing full court basketball regularly.
The reason that I am retired from basketball, Dan, is because I was playing in an adult basketball league. A lot of older gentlemen. And I was warned by a teammate that, yeah, there's a lot of older dudes in here who can't really control their bodies. And while diving for a loose ball, one of those gentlemen torpedoed my left shoulder, and that's why I had surgery for a dislocated left shoulder.
Oh. Well, the key is you got to get into a game with at least one doctor who can set an ankle sprain or relocate a joint. That's the key at this point. Yeah, I've retired, unretired, retired, and I'm currently unretired, though I have no idea, you know, what my long-term geographic plan is in terms of basketball leagues and beyond. But it wouldn't hurt to probe around to see where doctors play and play near or with them.
Someone says, when listening to you guys complain, that's us, about your age, and realizing that I'm about 12 years older than you both. Sorry, man.
That's okay. I mean, I think that the response was on Instagram or Twitter. So, I mean, we can only hope to be that cool.
Whichever of these came earliest and became a thing, that's the moment I knew I was old and washed. He lists here vaping, Post Malone, and Damian Anderson's kid being recruited by Northwestern.
That's rough. The kid thing, I had that reaction with Fred Taylor's kid, with Kelvin Taylor. I was like, ooh, I very vividly remember Fred Taylor playing for both Florida and the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, yeah.
This is strange. Yeah, and then they get drafted into the NFL. And just, I mean, you're... How many active, and you can Google this right now as I'm asking the question, how many NFL active quarterbacks are older than you right now?
Older than
obviously
me?
Obviously Tom Brady, yeah.
Oh my God. Not that many, I can tell you that.
What about Breeze? Is Breeze older than you? Is he 40?
Yeah, he's older than me.
Okay, so Breeze is old, Breeze and Brady. There's not many. You're considerably older than I am. So this doesn't apply to me, but... It's true. All right.
Not that much older than you.
I know. Seems like at the flip of a switch, I couldn't understand technology.
Yeah.
Is there an item that's been released, a phone, a tablet, a computer, something else where you looked at it and you're just like, I'm not even going to try.
Snapchat.
Even going to make an attempt. Oh, okay. Piece of software, an app. Yeah.
I can't figure out the interface on Snapchat. I still can't. Mm-hmm. You know, text my thing. I still don't get it. And to some extent, I still don't get Instagram, though that's considerably easier. But the stories part really screws me up.
Yeah, I don't... Stories are not terrible. I've been running our Instagram account. Stories are not bad, but there are some pieces... Like, I will watch an Apple event or a Samsung event, and they talk about... how they're moving to widgets and, you know, touch, what is force touch?
Yeah.
And there are certain things where it's just like Face ID, where it's not that I don't understand them. It's that I watch the presentation and I've reached the point where I think this is very common among people that are far older than us, where you say, you know what? I think I'm just good with my phone that I have now. And I know you keep upgrading yours, or you're on some kind of upgrade plan. But as I'm less impressed by things technologically. Like when I watch these presentations, like, I don't think that's worth $1,000 to me. Well, so I'm going to be the one with in my iPhone 6S, which I still use. I'm going to have a 6S in 2027. And it's going to be very clear anytime I post a video where it's not anywhere near the aspect ratio of modern phones, I'm going to be that person.
Let me tell you what you need, though. Let me tell you what you should wait for if you're holding out. If you're waiting for something to wow you. And I don't know much about
it. I've got a headphone jack. Raise your hand if you have a headphone jack.
Headphone jack could be a new feature.
Yeah.
What you should wait for, if you're going to wait for the new technology thing that you want to sell out for, wait until they put lasers in the phone. Apparently,
for
that's going to be lasers so that it can, I guess, like sense a room and get like a 3D rendering of where you're at in space.
But why?
Because it's lasers.
I have a good
it's
sense
lasers,
of rooms.
Sir.
Not for me. Not for me. I'm excited to have like a brick of an iPhone well into my 40s.
Here, I think, is probably my favorite one. I don't know how I missed this on first pass. When I started saying, quote, we really needed this rain every time it starts raining.
Oh, my God. Robbie Calland. Yeah.
That, my friends, is probably the winner here.
Oh, looking outside with a mug of hot tea and telling nobody in particular, oh, yeah, we needed this. The Bougainvilleas needed this.
There was a commercial about this.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, where they talked about things like defense wins championships and the things you start to say that your parents said.
Right, of course.
We really need the rain is in the same vein as it's hot in the sun. And it very much is something that I think you say after you actually have a lawn to maintain. We've got something else here saying when
I have strong bird feeder thoughts.
Well, you know, I'm a bird guy. You know that.
I know. Well, do you have bird? Do you have a bird feeder?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have thoughts about the hierarchy of birds that patronize your bird feeder? Like,
well, of course.
When I was out in California, my dad explained the whole, like, the scrub jays are just messing everything
They're
up
just vicious,
for all the good
right?
birds.
No, of course. But I've had that for a long time. That doesn't make me feel old.
Okay.
But ever since I had a lawn to maintain and it browns out, usually around this time every year, we need the rain, Robbie. That's probably the ace in the clubhouse here for me.
Will Kate catch you being upset about something like this?
Oh,
or she'll
yeah.
just we'll still just see you sitting on the couch stewing. Mm-hmm. And she'll be like, oh my God, Ty, what's wrong? Did something happen at work? Is everybody in your family okay?
It's usually an incredulous look. Like, you're really that upset about that?
Yeah. Got a brown patch, Kate. Got a brown patch. And we really need some rain.
2 weeks ago, I had been sitting in a car driving to a campsite. And after a 40-minute stretch on the back road, I got out of my car and couldn't stand up straight.
That's real.
Because my back hurts so badly, I was hunched over in my tent for the rest of the weekend. I hope he's all right, or she's all right.
Do you ever have anybody walk on your back? Is that exciting for you?
Not in like 20 years, but...
Oh, it's a good... If you're having some stiffness, you lay on your stomach on the ground, have somebody sit or walk on your back, maybe even a small child, feels great. Couldn't get more excited about that. Somebody posted something about ate a medium Domino's pizza by myself and had a hangover from food, zero alcohol involved. Have you ever like you wake up with like a salty dry mouth? You're like,
oh,
I didn't do
yeah.
anything yesterday.
Oh yeah. No,
I had
this
chicken
is very
nuggets.
Real. This is very real. The food hangover.
Oh. Have you, and on this same note, and I don't know if it's my instance is with Domino's. I was in Florida on vacation for the playoff. So it would be LSU, Oklahoma. I'm sold. I don't even remember the other side of that. Clemson, Ohio State. And everybody else was going out. And I was like, I got to stay back and watch the game. I was like, oh, I got hungry. I ordered Domino's. And I've always liked Domino's. And I think I still kind of do. But I started eating my Domino's pepperoni pie. And I said to myself, I know this is what Domino's has tasted like for at least 10 years. And I know I've liked Domino's for 10 years. If you're in the mood for like a fast food-ish pizza, it's always been terrific for me. And I was eating it. And I was just like, when did Domino's get terrible? When did it just become tasteless?
You don't like the robust tomato sauce?
I thought I did, and maybe it was just a bad pie, but I've had that experience with other foods that I was positive I liked 3 years ago. National chain, you know, go to CPK or Cheesecake Factory, whatever. Positive you like their food, and then you get old, and it doesn't excite me. I take a bite, and I'm like, what happened?
This happened to me with Easy Mac freshman year of college.
You ate so much of it, and now you, yeah.
Same deal.
The level of excitement of, oh, a new vacuum?
Oh, yeah.
Ty. I mean, this falls, there's vacuum, there's power washer, there's all sorts of different items that really clean a house, clean an apartment, whatever, that when you upgrade and you see how much better things work, I could cry. I could cry. It's so nice. Oh, especially when you may or may not be married to somebody who is not tidy at all.
Can I tell you a weird thing I've started doing? And yeah. the solid wife has pointed this out to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when it started. I assume it's with age. I've got this real fascination with local businesses. You know, like wanting to support local businesses.
Of course.
And it doesn't just stop there. I'm always just like fascinated to find out more about like how things are going. You know, so I'm generally that like weirdo who would walk in off
how's
the street.
Business?
Yeah, like especially now amid pandemic stuff, I'll be the guy doing the takeout. How's business? But not just during the pandemic. Like I'll do that normally, and I don't know when that started.
Will you talk to like a mail carrier? Like, do you know your mail carrier's first name?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's something that definitely happens at a certain point where you get older and you stop meeting a number of new people outside of work or something, and you're just like, oh yeah, Barbara was late. And Kate was like, I'm sorry, who? Barbara? Mail carrier? No? You haven't? Barbara's a doll. On your house business note, Ty.
Yeah.
I have given so much more customer feedback. And not like in a may I speak to your manager, Karen kind of way. Just more, hey, you guys were really good tonight. I just wanted to let you know that my takeout order was ready. And I appreciate the extra bread, and whoever was running takeout was doing an awesome job. I like leaving positive feedback more than I ever have.
Do you find that you're a little overzealous about giving recommendations to local establishments or just any establishments?
Ty, if I could somehow craft a job of recommending versatile shorts, local businesses, and recipes, I would leave this show so quickly.
Yeah.
But this is my current vehicle for doing. I love recommending things so much, Ty. It brings me so much joy.
I got a guy for everything. Kate makes fun of me. All right.
Who's the last guy you recommended?
Oh, my landscaping guy. Yeah.
Mm.
Who currently won't call me back, but that's a different story.
Continue.
Final three things here before we call it a day. Realizing that Tua Tagovailoa was younger than both my kids, and he's doing all that on the football field. That's a good one.
Yeah, that is. I mean, that falls in line with you being older than 90% of NFL quarterbacks.
A player my age, Jay Bruce, being described on a Sports Center episode as a, quote, dependable veteran with something left in the tank after being traded.
That's rough. I mean, when you project that onto yourself, that's a tough thing to swallow. I've been there. I think when Aaron Rodgers is discussed as like, he's on the back nine of his career. Like, whoa. Aaron Rodgers and I went to college at the exact same time. Let's be cool here. By the way, along with your landscaper note, have you ever found yourself, and I assume to Kate, have you ever found yourself talking for too long about how easy some sort of fix-it job turned out to be?
Plumbing?
So
yeah, all the time.
any sort of fix-it job, like let's say she or you scuffed your car and you got a little bit of paint on your car because you got close to a pole or whatever, a beam. And there's a little bit of, what color car do you have, Tyler?
Black.
Charcoal car, black car. So let's say there's a little bit of a beige or something on your car, and you found like a putty that was easy to rub the paint out of your car.
Right, right.
I would talk about that for hours. I really thought my car was screwed, but I found this. Have you heard of Easy Out Putty? You got to get yourself some Easy Out Putty. Just leave it in the garage. You right, never right, know right. when you're...
Yeah.
Oh, I love describing how accidentally easy a fix-it job was. Oh, it brings me joy.
Final one here.
Okay.
When I went to an EDM show and passed out from the flashing lights and thudding beat,
mm-hmm.
I am allergic to kids' music. I literally cannot listen to it without physical trauma.
Wow. That's incredible. That's, I'm going to give this recommendation, take it or leave it. You should bring earplugs to every wedding you attend.
You've talked about this before.
I've talked about it before. I'm going to repeat it again because sometimes, you know, maybe people aren't listening to every show. Maybe we have new listeners. There is no wedding, especially an indoor wedding, a fully indoor wedding in like a ballroom or wherever, especially, but not necessarily only, with a live band, which love a live band, love a DJ, whatever you got, works, you know, they're playing the hits. It's great. There is no wedding that isn't made better by earplugs. And as long as you are able to make peace, it helps if you have a significant other already. I will tell you that. If you're looking to pick somebody up at the wedding, it can hurt you. It can hurt. You've got sort of blue clay sticking out of your ears. That's rough. But if you bring in a date to a wedding already, throw some earplugs when you hit the dance floor.
There you go, on that note.
I stand by every single moment that I've done that. And I get looks. Doesn't change a thing. I love it.
Let's leave it there. Write in solidverbal@gmail.com. Different kind of show here on the back half of our news segment, but it's been a long week. It's been a long couple months. Hope you all can go to a place and get a few laughs out of some of these great submissions from the Verballerhood. Don't forget to subscribe to the show. If you like the show, give us a 5-star review and follow along on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and going out to solidverbal.reddit.com if you want to kick in on the fun and talk about the conversation long after the final bell dam.
That's a great recommendation from you. Stretch, hydrate, get plenty of sleep, call people up on the phone sometimes and don't just text them. Read physical bound books. Anything else you want to recommend? That's all. I mean, those are some of my hits. And versatile shorts.
Versatile shorts. Don't forget those.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe you can go to brunch in them. Maybe you can work out in them. Maybe you can lounge around in them. I would say look into them.
For that guy over there, my good friend, Dan Rubenstein, for myself, Ty Hildenbrand, thank you so much for downloading, for listening. Have yourself a good, a safe, a happy weekend. We'll catch you all on the flip side. In the meantime, stay solid.
Peace. Sometimes, Ty, I say sitting is the new smoking in reference to my standing desk.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.